How's it going? David James Young here for another week of All My Friends Are in Bar Bands. Hope you're doing well. I hope you had an amazing weekend, because I sure as shit did. For the third year running, All My Friends Are in Bar Bands got to go backstage at Yours and Owls Festival, and we got to speak to some of the best acts of the whole weekend about their first gigs, worst gigs, and best gigs. There's a whole bunch of triumph and tragedy in these stories, and I'm very, very happy to be sharing those with you. So today you're going to be hearing from Alice Ivy, Mallrat, Middle Kids, Boy Toy, Mezco, East, Listener, Liars, and Tropical Fuckstorm. Before we get into it, I want to give a massive thank you to the Secret Service PR team for, as always, doing God's work and making this all happen. A huge thank you to Sherry Young, Shari Hindmarsh, and Stacey Piggott for all of their incredible work. And of course, a huge thanks to the Yours and Owls team, to everyone at Farmer and the Owl, to Jeb, and to Ben, and to Adam, and to everyone behind the scenes, to Hog, to Brooke, and to Jimmy as well, from Jacuzzi Stew, etc., to everyone that has kept this whole festival up and running and has turned it into the absolute behemoth that it is. I honestly could not be prouder to be a part of this family and a part of this musical community. So thank you for bringing my humble little podcast into this world. It is so, so appreciated. Before we cross to the festival, just a quick reminder, this podcast is made possible with your support. If you like what you hear, maybe send us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts. Rating and reviewing and subscribing always helps. It's a massive, massive part of it, and is very, very much appreciated. If you have friends that are into some of these artists that we're speaking to on the podcast, maybe hit them up and let them know what we're doing over here. Every little bit counts, and it's massively, massively appreciated. And as always, at the top of the month, I want to give a huge thanks to everyone that's supporting the podcast over on Patreon. If you would like to be a backer of this podcast for as little as $1 a month, then you can by heading over to patreon.com/barbands. That's patreon.com/barbands. And you join this list of absolute champions. A huge thank you to Amy Gray, Andrew Nicholson, Blake Henequin, Chris Bowden, Claire Burke, Eleanor Shepherd, Elliot J. O'Neill, Hazel Chan, Heath Anthony, Jeremy Neal, Jonathan Elvery, Karen Dennis, Leslie Bowden, Liam Sherlaw, Matthew Lynch, Max Quinn, Nick McCorrison, Rachel Maria Cox, Ryan Dunn, Sian Vanacuti, Simon Bath, Tanya Taylor, Tom Brown, Tom Kennedy, Tom Jenkins, and Zoe Lane. All of these absolute champions help to keep the lights on over at Bar Bands HQ, and I cannot thank them enough for that. Once again, patreon.com/barbands if you want to get involved. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch, you know where to find us, Bar Bands Pod on Twitter and Facebook, barbandspod@gmail.com, and allmyfriendsareinbarbands.com. That's it. That's all. So right now, let's make our way over to Yours and Owls Festival, and let's kick things off with a chat with the wonderful Alice Ivy. If I had a friend like you. In this Hi, Alice Ivy. Welcome to Yours and Owls.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, very, very well. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Wonderful to hear it. Is this your first time in Wollongong?
Yes, it is. It's the first time in the Gong, and I'm super excited.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat to us today. Very much appreciate it.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Alice Ivy, what was the first show that you ever played?
Oh, the first show I ever played was not as Alice Ivy, it was in a different band, and we played a show at a primary school. That was pretty cool.
What was the band called?
The Sweethearts.
That's so nice. I love that. What were you playing guitar, singing?
Yeah, I was playing guitar. I was 13 years old.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Describe the Sweethearts for us. What was that?
We were playing like soul Motown music.
Ooh, nice, nice. Yeah. Did you have like a horn section and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Like wow. They were like, it was all female, like 25 girls. Yeah.
25? Yeah. That's impressive.
That was sick.
God damn, that's a lot of organizing for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, well, no, like, we had, like, a manager and a director and stuff. It was kind of, like, part of a school program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was my first show.
Oh, damn. What became of the Sweethearts?
Well, they're still going, but I got too old to play in the band, yeah, so I left when I was 18.
So it's just been, like, this cyclical kind of just one in, one out kind
of
job.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Alice Ivy, what is the worst show that you have ever played?
Oh, the worst show I ever played. That's a hard one. Let me think about it, because I can definitely answer that. Yeah, one, I did a show in Brisbane once, and it was like just like a low-key like record store day thing.
Right.
And it like started pouring down with rain like halfway through my set, and we literally played one song and then had to pack it up because it was outside.
No.
So that was kind of shitty, because like, you know, when you go through a sound check and a line check and you set up all your stuff and you're like, yep, cool, gonna play a show, and then it doesn't happen, that's kind of annoying. Yeah, so that I'd say that was probably like one of the worst shows I've ever played.
Good call. I mean, yeah, like, if the only thing bad is that you couldn't play the show, then I think you've done all right, all things considered.
Yeah, I think, like, generally most of the shows have been pretty good. Like, I always try and keep a vibe, like, no matter what the situation is. Like, I try and bring the same amount of energy to a show or whatever. So, yeah, I kind of keep it consistent.
Perfect. Well, on that note, what is the best show that you've ever played?
Oh, the best show I've ever played, probably Groove of the Moo Bendigo last year, because I was like on a small stage and then Montaigne fell sick, unfortunately, but we got bumped onto the main stage and it was so unexpected, and we were like driving from Geelong to Bendigo and we found out that that was happening, and I was like, oh my god, I'm probably going to play my biggest show ever in front of 30,000 people. And I was like, you know, playing like an afternoon set, yeah, getting bumped to the main stage at like 3 o'clock is pretty crazy.
No pressure.
And I was like, oh my god, is everything going to work? And yeah, everything was fine, and like the show was ridiculously fun, and yeah, that was pretty sick.
That's beautiful. Have you been back to Bendigo since?
No.
Well, you never know. Yeah. Maybe they're crying out for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, haven't been back since.
or maybe it's just best left untouched. Like, maybe it's just that perfect once-in-a-lifetime lightning-striking moment.
True. Yeah. I don't know. No, not to diss rural towns. It was pretty freaking awesome, because we were like, oh my god, so unexpected, and then it just happened and we were like, yeah, sick, like, fun show.
Amazing. Yeah. Do you have anything to plug?
I'm releasing new music at the end of the year, which
yeah,
I'm like really excited about, because I released my first record in February this year, and I've been touring non-stop, but I've had the past month kind of off, and I've just finished my music, and yeah, so there will be new music out at the end of the year, which I'm like so excited about, because I've like done a lot of writing this year with artists overseas, and it's pretty sick. Yeah.
Unreal. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Alice Ivy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. Very much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Have a sick day.
You too. Hi, Morat.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Welcome to Wollongong. Welcome to Yours and Ours.
Thank you.
Is this your first time here?
I've been to Wollongong before, but not to Yours and Ours.
Yeah. Where'd you play when you were here?
One of my first shows was here, supporting All Day.
Oh, nice.
At the uni bar. I've only played at the uni bar here.
Yeah, sure. And you're on double duty today, that's right?
Yeah, playing the All Ages Festival this afternoon.
How you feeling? Two shows in one day. Have you done double duty before? Two shows in one day?
A handful of times. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I feel like they're pretty spread out today. Got lots of time in between. Feeling relaxed. So, yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Wonderful. Morat, what was the first show that you ever played?
My first ever show was in Newcastle supporting all day. And then my second...
Ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then my second ever show was in Wollongong supporting all day.
You're kidding. So not even hometown shows?
No.
Wow. So you just went... That's incredible.
Thanks.
You're welcome. That's very different to, the people I usually speak to, just like... they kind of build it up, just in their local scene and stuff like that. What was that like to get thrown into a national tour as your very first kind of foray?
I mean, it sounds like bigger than it actually was, I guess, because you have to remember that we were on first. There were about five people in the crowd.
Sure, yeah.
It was I was very nervous and I don't want to think about it because I would have done a pretty horrible job. I remember covering Fergalicious.
Oh, hell yeah.
I hope no one has videos.
You gotta bring it back, obviously.
I think we should figure something out and bring it back.
100%. What's the worst show you've ever played?
I mean, they were really bad, but also I remember one time in Ballarat, for some reason half our tracks were the files were corrupted.
Oh no.
So we had only four songs that we could play. And I was just feeling so nervous and talking so awkwardly. That was pretty bad. One time in Tasmania, we played a festival and the sound was so bad that we just couldn't, we physically couldn't finish it. So we just did one song a cappella.
Oh, man.
And then, that was really hard. But it's fine. If you can do those sorts of things, you'll be fine. It happens.
Yeah, it's an endurance test, really.
Yeah.
What's the best show you've ever played?
There have been so many good ones. I think Splendor this year was pretty amazing.
Yeah, of course.
That was a really... I don't think it was necessarily my best performance, but it was, my favourite show because of the crowd and...
Just, that energy. Yeah.
It was really cool. There have been heaps of cool ones. Sometimes they just... You don't expect them to be good, and they're really good. The other day in Brisbane, we played this Beer Inside a festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, but it was really fun.
Perfect. Unreal. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I've got new music coming out soon.
Oh, dope. It's EP, album? What do you got planned?
It's going to be, a single first, probably a few singles, and then an EP.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Grace, thank you so much for your time today. Very much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
Likewise. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Harry.
And I'm Tim.
And together you are...
Middlegates!
Hey!
You should put our
fishing.
Yeah.
Like a shield or Voltron or something. Yeah. Perfect. Welcome to Yours and Ours. Welcome to Wollongong.
Thank you. We're so stoked to be here.
Have you guys played Wollongong before?
No.
We supported City Calm Down in Wollongong one time.
Nice.
Oh, but we also played with Cup Sport.
Yeah, true.
Oh, excellent. Friends of the show, previous guests of the show. Wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wonderful humans.
I love the Cubbies. They're actually great friends of ours.
Yeah. Oh. Be good to catch up with them tomorrow.
Oh, I know. We won't see them. So sad.
Ships in the night, right?
Always.
Always.
Always the best ones. You never get to see.
Okay. Hannah.
Yes.
What was the first show that you ever played?
As Hannah or as Middle Kids?
As an individual, as a being of agency.
Okay. It actually, I've never been asked this question. This is a cool question. I think my first show I ever played was for John Howard in Parramatta Hall on Church Street.
The Prime Minister or the actor?
The Prime Minister.
Oh.
And I was in year five and I played the piano, a song that I wrote.
Wow. What is the former Prime Minister like as a captive audience? I'm very curious.
I think he was into it. It was him and a group of suits. I don't know. I don't even know how I got that. I played in my school uniform, in my big Panama hat, and I played for him.
That's amazing. Can you top that?
I mean, the first performance I can remember, I wasn't actually playing drums. I was tap dancing.
That's amazing.
In the UK, so that was probably.
Did you wear tights?
I probably wore something. But I didn't tap dance for long, but I feel like it was quite those formative years of learning how to be in front of people.
Formative years of tap.
Beautiful. Everyone goes through their tap dance, but
obviously.
Tap is life, as they say.
Indeed. What was the first show you played with an instrument?
I actually used to be in a band with some guys from Wollongong.
No shit.
So we used to come down here. I'd like drive down here like every week, which made me really hate Wollongong for a while.
What was the band called?
It was called Beaten Bodies. Sounds like a hardcore band, but it was actually like a cool like neo soul band.
Nice.
But anyway, so we played here so many times. We used to play at Yours and Ours before it was Rad Bar.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
And that is one of my first gigs ever.
That's beautiful. Tim, what do you got?
My first gig was at the Gaelic Club.
Oh, wow.
And I know. And my second ever gig was at Yours and Ours.
No shit.
And,
was that solo? Or like,
Yeah.
Right.
And it was really fun. There were just like a whole bunch of people there. Didn't know who I was. And it was great.
Perfect. What is the worst show that you've ever played?
Oh, easy, hands down. Okay, I supported Gordy. I was doing...
Previous guest of the show, friend of the show.
Great friend of mine as well.
Angel. Yeah.
I didn't know at the time. I was doing my own solo project, Hannah Joy.
Right.
And I got asked to support her at the Vanguard in Newtown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lead Belly now.
Yes. Yeah. And then I think I played to like six people. There were six people in the room. One was my mom. One was the bartender. One was the sound guy. And Gordy was, and her crew were nowhere in sight. And then I finished my set, and then about like 100 people came in. And I was like, okay, bye.
Oh, brutal.
It was quite sad.
Oh,
Sad Hannah.
That is rough. Sad Hannah. Yeah. That's the name of the next solo album.
Yeah.
What about you, dude?
I once played a gig with Cam, our guitarist, in another band. We were doing like a regional tour of New South Wales, and we played a gig in Tamworth, and two elderly ladies came, and we played about three songs in this massive room, this old pub, and then they left, so we had a set break because the audience had depleted. And then we got up to play a second set and a few more people had trickled in, but then the guy running the bar came in and shut us down because he said they weren't making any money. So.
Oh, that is brutal.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that is rough. Can you top either of those, Tim?
I can't really top them. I just think like the type of gig that no one comes to is a well-worn path in this band. Yeah, and in musicians.
In life,
musicians. Yeah.
Yeah,
like tap is life and empty gig is life, you know? So, yeah, I just relate to these ones.
Well, so you're not going to share some of yours? Come on.
I mean, I played to an empty, it was called the Standard Bowl.
Oh, my God, yeah. The one, like, top of Oxford Street.
Yep.
That they literally turned into a bowling alley.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, that was...
I haven't been there since they turned it into a bowling alley. Is it fucked?
Yeah, it is. It's it's really splitting the focus of the room. In two.
Gosh almighty.
You're like playing a little folk ditty, and then like someone gets a strike.
Oh, that is rough.
I didn't know you did that. I'm so sorry.
But I cried once after a gig. Remember that gig?
Yeah,
but I won't say where that was because the sound was really bad.
Oh my God.
We were dating.
Okay, don't tell us where it was. Just give us a couple of details. What went down?
Well, the sound was just awful, and I felt like that was it for me. I wasn't ever going to play again. But
I remember sitting in the car at like 1 a.m. in the morning with Tim, and we just started dating, and he was so sad that no one was going to hear his songs. But luckily, they are hearing your songs.
Look at that.
Yeah, now we get to play songs again. It wasn't actually cancelled. Everything kept going.
This is like your reunion tour.
Yeah. Redemption tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, let's end on a positive note then. What is the best show that you've ever played?
Do you guys have a first one before me? Because I'm easy at picking up the bad ones, not so much the good ones.
I mean, I got an easy one. We played a gig at the Sydney Opera House. It's part of Vivid Live this year.
Yes.
That was like amazing.
Is that in the Joan Sutherland?
Yeah, in the Joan
Sutherland.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It was like crazy. I mean, we all like grew up going to see bands play there, and being from Sydney, a very iconic venue, and it was like I had like a life changing family experience that night too. It was a crazy night.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love that.
We played a great gig with a Gang of Youths in just outside of Adelaide a few months ago.
Oh,
at a winery.
At the winery. Yeah,
it was like a festival thing, and that was just a wonderful night because we love those guys, so it was really fun to all hang out and play music together. It was cool.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Actually, one of my faves was we were on tour with Ryan Adams in America, and we played in Austin, this venue called Stubbs, which is like the best barbecue eat. And so it was just this crazy night where we got free barbecue, and it was like 35 degrees, really humid, and we're like got the meat sweats and the humid sweats, and we're playing our set. It was such a fun gig. Because we love Austin as well. We get to go there a lot. So.
Yeah, right.
And we also love Ryan Adams, as you can see on Tip's chest.
Oh, yeah, nice one. Very nice indeed.
I will wear a Ryan Adams t-shirt when I can. Yeah.
Why not? You can't wear it while he's around. That's just weird.
No, true.
You might.
The thing is, he's rarely around. You know?
It's true, yeah.
Oh, also, look at that. This is studio.
Oh, wow.
We recorded a song there earlier this year.
Seamless. Yeah. This is greater visual material for the podcast.
Yeah.
Middle Kids, do you have anything to plug?
We got a new single coming out in about a month.
Sick.
Oh, also, Kensington Pride mangoes are starting to come back in season.
Ooh.
Earlier than you might think, but I had one the other day. Really sweet, so get them.
Oh, hell yeah. Other things, not our band.
I didn't know.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I was going to say, Rick McCrank, who's a skateboarder, has a new show, of Iceland show called Post Radical. It's all about the different subcultures in skateboarding world.
That sounds fucking sick. Yeah, I want to check that out.
You can watch it on SBS On Demand right now.
Right.
So,
yeah. Ruby Fields' new material, everything that will be coming out from her over the next few months.
Yeah, nice one. On
your
ribs.
It's just about music, aren't you, Tim?
Yeah.
Do you do anything else besides music?
No, I don't care.
Why would you?
Yeah.
True. It's fair.
Thank you very much, Middle Kids.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Sarah.
Chase.
Sarah.
I'm Glenn.
And together you are...
Boy Toy!
Hey! Welcome to Girls and Owls. Welcome to Wollongong.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in Australia?
Yeah.
Wonderful. How's it all been going so far?
So cool. This is our third show. We did Melbourne and Canberra. And the crowds are sick.
Perfect. Unreal. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat to us. Very much appreciated. What is the first show that you ever played as an individual?
Oh, man. Probably as a band, I guess, an acoustic duo in high school at 15.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, in the basement of some shitty club.
Were you just doing covers or were you doing your own stuff at that point?
Original stuff.
Yeah, nice. What kind of stuff are you writing at 15?
About crushes and...
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the deepest emotional core you can get at 15, isn't it? Can you guys tough talk?
Fuck. I think it was a... Does a band concert count? Because it must have been
Yeah, absolutely.
Symphony.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Any time that you played live for the first time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think it was just playing a snare drum on a stand standing up. At St. Monica Catholic School in the 5th grade.
That's amazing. That's very violent femmes. I'm into it.
Yeah, no, it was cool. I'll
never forget it. Yeah. What was the band?
So I was always getting in trouble for playing drums in class, and then it was like the last day of the year, and the music teacher said that I could play drums with him while he plays the song that everybody liked on piano at the end of Mass. So I just played snare drum. It must have sounded really bad because it was a piano and a snare drum, and I was just playing snare drum really, really loud. And I remember everybody was standing and clapping, and I kept playing, and I didn't know the song was over. I was still playing.
So not much has changed.
Nothing has changed. I'll just keep standing and playing.
Why not? Why not? Yeah. Until someone drags you off the stage, just keep going.
It's my night.
I played the flute in front of a bunch of people when I was six. I was really good. Flute and piano.
She's really good.
Yeah. At the same time?
No, someone... of course, with my feet. No, someone was like... How do you say it?
Accompanying?
Yeah. Apple.
What was the composition?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Probably a cover. Probably something classical, I reckon.
Must have been a cover, yeah.
Orchestras are just glorified cover bands. We know this.
Too many rules.
Right? Totally. What about you?
I think, well, my friend Morgan and I, in like maybe second grade, that's kind of a reach. We did a wonderful rendition of Build Me Up Buttercup and made our parents sit around in a semicircle and listen to us. So, listen to us sing. Yeah.
Okay, I'm paid to see that.
Yeah.
Was it just a cappella?
I think we had like a little Casio keyboard, so we'd play like one note though, and then we would just like go and
the little drum machine.
Yeah, and we had a dance routine. It was really big in a dance routine.
So. Oh, that's amazing.
Gotta bring that back, I reckon. Okay, let's sour the mood a little. What is the worst show that you've ever played?
Oh man, I think probably a show that was my old band. We played our first show in this New York City bar called Bar 169, which is still there. I don't think they do shows anymore, but the guitars were out of tune, the amps didn't work, I broke a string, just everything was going wrong, and the sound guy said that we could buy the live recording of the set for $20, so we did that before we played, and we got a CD, and the next morning we put the CD in, and it was like 2 seconds or, you know, 5 seconds of some other band playing, and the rest of the CD was blank.
Oh, man.
So before that, he also told us how he just got out of jail, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can any of you top that? That's pretty incredible.
It's pretty miserable. I don't know. We were just in Europe, and on our second to last show of tour, we ate a lot of acid together, as one might find themselves doing for the entire tour, but it all culminated for the show. We ate a lot of it, and for the entire show, I was completely convinced that I had no control of my hands. It was awful. Everyone was mad at me. It was just, I mean, like, really, like, I had a moment where I was like, I really wish I wasn't sitting here, which is, like, the first time I've had that in a while. And then we recorded the show and I listened to it. I actually listened to it today and it was probably the tightest we've ever played ever. And it was fucking awesome. So
you can never tell, can you? You never know which one's gonna be the one.
Oh, amazing.
I feel like it's just like there's so, like, I've played multiple bad shows, you know, it's like it's gonna happen. It's always just like kind of like hectic. Something goes wrong, like you're not capable of like fixing it in time, or like it's just like I don't know, I can't pick like the worst one. It's always like the same story, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's never as bad as it feels.
Yeah. Never.
When you're on stage.
Remember them. It's kind of cool.
Or remember when we played in Paris last tour in March, and it was like a full crowd. It was sold out or something. And after the second song, I couldn't hear my bass anymore, I think. And I played through an amp, and then they kept going, and I checked every cable, and it was like I felt really bad about it. And then we went DI, and the sound was horrible, and I felt really bad. And then at the end of the show, it was just a tiny speaker cable that came out like 1 millimeter, which I did not. It's the only thing I didn't check. So this isn't. Yeah.
Well, that's
so good, because now this will never happen again.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. All right, let's bring it home. What is the best show you've ever played?
This one.
Yeah, how was it today?
It was really cool. Yeah, the crowd was cool. It's nice playing in the sun.
I like how we just rolled out of the van and played a show. That was cool.
Yeah.
It was early. The sunshine on the stage. It's cool.
Yeah. Daytime shows are usually really hard, but the energy was there. But it was really vibing. They're frothing.
Ah, I see you picked up the lingo already. Very good. Very good.
Paris Supersonic was pretty cool.
Yeah, Supersonic. One of the first shows I played in Nashville, this guy Jack White was there. And after we played, my friend Polly, like, chest bumped him. And I got to see it happen. She's like, that was awesome! And then she chest bumped Jack White. And he's, like, really fucking tall. And she's, like, really short and wide. And it was one of the most beautiful things I'd ever seen.
That sounds glorious. I love that.
For me, I think the best shows are always when everyone felt like, wow, this was good. Because this is rare, that everyone felt like this was cool. And
South by at the Volstead.
Yeah, that was... No, what? Hotel
Vegas.
Vegas?
Hotel Vegas.
Yeah, that was really cool. So if everyone, like, comes up stage and says, that was cool, then you know it was, like, a really tight...
Amazing.
We played a festival in France last year at Binic, and we closed out one of the stages, and at the end we just like, I mean, we were like pouring whiskey into each other's mouths. Like, I got on the drums, Chase crowd surfed, Sara spit at some dude who poured beer on my pedals. yeah, pushed him off the stage, and then like I played drums for a little bit while Chase crowd surfed, and then we all came back, and Sarah and I both tried to crowd surf. I had my guitar, and I leaned back, and I just got dropped so hard, but it was really great. Oh, it was
awesome. We had that song. Like, we learned like four words in French, and we made a song out of it.
Yeah, we made up a song on the spot. It was really fun.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. That's on YouTube. That encore is on YouTube, and you can actually watch
it. Amazing. I'm gonna have to sort that. That looks incredible. Oh my god. Is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, we have a new record that just came out in May called Nightleaf.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's out on vinyl. You could get tapes from Burger Records or vinyl. Yeah.
We're playing shows in Australia. We're on tour right now. Come see us. We're going to Sydney tomorrow. We're playing a million shows in Sydney.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, Boite, what's up?
Check out Bone Soup.
Bone Soup.
They brought us here.
Amen. Wonderful. Boite, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yay. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Cass.
I'm Laura.
And together you are...
Mezco!
Hey! Welcome to Wollongong, Mezco. Welcome to Wilson House.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Is this your first time at the festival?
It is, yes.
Yeah. We've done yours and our stuff before.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the first festival.
Unreal.
I think we've actually played more gigs in Wollongong this year than any other place.
We love it here.
Wonderful.
Such a great vibe.
Unreal. Well, it's great to have you both here. I want to know the first show that you ever played, both of you.
Separately?
Well, were they different? Have you...
Oh, well, you got to do the, like, high school gig, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, that moment when it's like, right, I get to show my whole school that I can play guitar.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
How old were you?
It was year 10. The graduation ceremony.
Oh wow! What did you play?
I think I played "Just a Girl" by No Doubt.
Sick. Were you playing guitar?
Yeah.
Because that is a sick riff. And the down.
That was pretty sick.
So sick.
Wow. Yeah. Same. I think I was like 13, and it was Bohemian Like You.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, that rips.
Fuck yeah.
Did you go to the same school?
No.
Yeah, right.
I'm from Perth and Kat's from Canberra.
Yeah, right. Long distance relationship.
Yeah, totally. Sydney brought us together.
as it is wont to do.
Yeah.
What is the worst show that you've ever played?
Probably early when we were first starting off, we played a gig and our tuning pedal flunked out and tuned our guitars out.
Well, that thing on a Boss tuner where if you hit the one button, it goes up one semitone. And me and Laura had tuned on the same tuner, and at the time we had another guitarist and we had it first chord. It's like, someone's doing something wrong, man.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
You learn.
Yeah, you learn.
I check that button
nervous.
All the time now.
Yeah. It's a wise decision, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the best show that you've ever played?
Dark Mofo.
Whoa! Okay, when was this?
Recently,
yeah,
in June.
Yeah, it was like about
actually, it was
3 months
last,
ago.
The last time we played,
yeah.
Dark Mofo is a beautiful, beautiful experience.
I can imagine, yeah. Whereabouts did you play it?
We played in the Dark Bar. We played two nights in the Dark Bar.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I don't know, it's a place where you feel like everybody that who's there has like a curious mind and wants to find something interesting that's different from the things that they are fed. That's the most special thing about Dark Mofo.
Yeah, it's an experience. It's not just a festival. It's really clever and curated and so carefully thought out that you actually become a part of it so easily. It just flows so beautifully. It's amazing. It's such. I would highly recommend to anybody that has taste to experience.
Well, you heard it here first. All right. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
We put a new single out yesterday.
Oh, sick!
It's called Guess Who, and we're going to be doing a tour for it in November. Our friends from America called Vows are going to come out and tour with us.
Excellent.
Dude, everyone should come along to that.
Wonderful. Let's go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, East.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm so good, man. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. You just played. How did it go?
Just played. It went really well. I was first band. So, you know, the start was kind of just a few of my friends, but towards the end it was a good crew and they brought heaps of energy and made my life a little easier.
Did you notice they fucked your name up at the start?
I did. I laughed pretty hard. I was trying to keep my cool, but I was like, that's pretty funny.
So what about the typo? What does it become then?
I guess that...
Essit?
Essit. Mm. Is that my new name? Is that what's happening?
Like, it's official. Like, yeah. Well, there's photos of you with that behind you now.
Yeah,
so
I am Essit official.
That's Wikipedia official now. East, what was the first show you ever played?
First show I ever played... well, I mean, as a kid, I did, like, I Stepford's, but I guess... First show was East. I played, it's kind of like a industry showcase vibe. And
ooh,
I played
right.
It used to be called Good God, but I think now
yes.
It's called Hudson...
Hudson Ballroom. Ballroom, yes. Was briefly Plan B for a while there.
Yes. Great place.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sick room.
That place. But that was,
many late nights there.
Yes. Oh,
good times.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was my first gig. I was probably about 16.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, just playing to, like, radio people and label people. Very... I nearly
fucking
vomited.
No pressure for a 16-year-old. God damn.
I
my
know.
First gig was in a library. I can't compete with that.
That's so cool, though.
It was pretty
I wish
sick.
That's my first gig story, is playing in a library.
Oh, my goodness. What do you remember about it?
I remember being the only one moving, like physically moving.
Yeah, right.
It was a very still room. I remember lots of nervous banter. I think I mentioned avocados at one point, which I kind of worked it into the conversation in a way that didn't really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just like, I don't know, feeling at home though. Even though it was like a stressful gig, I was like, whoa. This is really what I want to do, you know? So
unreal.
It was a mixture of crazy feelings that night.
Well, let's take those crazy feelings to the next level. What is the worst show you've ever played?
All right. The worst show I ever played... Well, I got to give you a bit of a backstory. This was,
please.
Like, on a really bad tour. I was touring with Kilter, Dylan Joel, and UV Boy, who are all the best people in the world. Love them so much. But we were doing a dry, like, all-ages tour.
Oh,
and
wow.
None of us at the time had any, all like, underage fans, really. So
yeah, right.
We were playing to, like, empty venues. And one of the venues was on the Central Coast, and it was actually my old church that
no
I used
shit.
To go to. Which was... And I left the church, and I'm, like, so not a churchgoer anymore.
Mm.
Just kind of, like, brought up all these, like... Sunday school memories, and I was like, oh Lord, and just like so many people from my past came, and I was like, but there was only about 20 people there, and one girl, I think one girl was really smashed, but it was a dry event, but she got smashed before she came, and she
classic.
Just started doing like the worm. And everyone said she at one point got down and did the worm.
Got down and did the worm.
And
I gotta
was,
respect that.
Yeah, I. So that was maybe the worst gig I've ever played. It's like
oh,
20
wow.
people in my old church with this one girl doing the worm in one set.
Has anyone done the worm at a show since?
No, but maybe I should request it of someone.
See if someone can get it done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Would you do it?
Oh, look at me. I'm 6'5" both ways. No way I'm doing that without busting a shoulder. Good God, man. What is the best show that you've ever played?
Best show I ever played was... I've played some incredible shows that, like, were so fulfilling. But maybe the best one was the first night of the 21 Pilots tour.
Yeah,
I supported
right.
them in 2016.
Uh-huh.
And the first show we played was in Sydney at the Roundhouse Theatre.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, insane. That sort of, like, euphoric moment where you're like, damn, I'm opening for, like, one of my favourite bands. That crowd was so lovely and engaged and supportive, and yeah, it would just kind of like blew my mind a little bit. Yeah,
that's beautiful. I love that. Great happy ending. That's what
yes.
we need.
We went through some struggles.
Yeah, and now we're here.
We
exactly.
got through the started from the bottom.
That's what's up. Do you
yeah.
have anything you'd like to plug?
Okay, I have an EP coming out on the 26th of October.
Sick.
And I'm touring that EP throughout November.
Nice.
All hitting all the major cities.
Nice. Did I see you're opening for Panic as well?
I am opening for Panic.
Holy shit.
Starting next week.
Mildly terrifying.
Oh man, I'm so scared. But I'm so, another band that I've loved like since I was a kid. So
yeah.
Another kind of like dream come true for sure.
Well, mazel tov, and best of luck with everything going ahead.
Thanks, David.
Introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
I'm Tim.
Dan.
I'm Chris.
John.
And together you are...
A listener.
Hey!
A listener.
What is it official? Is it like a Tribe Called Quest? You got to say the whole thing.
What yeah. is a band called Listener?
I'll take Bands Called Listener for 500 hours. Welcome to Wollongong, guys. Welcome to Australia.
Hey, nice. Thank you for having us.
Nice Absolute place. Fucking pleasure. I can't believe it finally happened.
Yeah, so, right?
Been a long time coming. How's the run been so far for you guys?
It's been awesome.
Great.
We got here Wednesday morning at 5:30, stayed up, and then have just started playing shows on Thursday, rock and rolled our way down here. So...
I want to know the first show that you ever played, starting in the set.
Ever with
ever.
It was probably at my church as a teenage kid. We did this thing called Art Sir, where it was a fundraiser where we had a concert and also sold some art for a missions trip.
That was
probably my first show.
What was your first show?
It was this youth group that I was a part of. We went to a skating rink and everyone was skating around on roller skates. And the kind of leader of the youth group was like, hey, I want you to play a few songs. And I was like, all right. And so I went up to the DJ booth and gave him my cassette and with beats. And the youth leader made everyone stop skating. And they came and sat down, and they gave me the mic, but it was, like, just long enough to stand outside of the DJ booth. So I had to stand next to it and rap through a
wow.
few songs.
Huge.
It was bad.
Oh,
that's
God.
Good. That doesn't sound bad.
That's baptism by fire, that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Wow.
People had to stop coffee skating to listen to me rap.
Can you stop that?
When I was 12 years old, I was in a band called Violent Desire.
Hell yeah.
So no big deal. And we played Emily Smith's 13th birthday party in her backyard, and our guitar player didn't show up. So it was me on drums and a bass player, and we knew like the intro to Day Tripper, that Beatles song. And we knew like the first part of For Whom the Bell Tolls. So we just played that like over and over with a few intermissions. It was pretty tight.
That's sick. How about you, buddy?
I can't remember specifically, but I remember one of my very first shows was at a like youth building. And we played about three songs and got stopped by like the youth pastor because he thought we were evil and possessed and we needed to stop playing.
Wow.
And you were. To be fair.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah. It's the devil's music.
Yeah. Yes.
This song is absolutely the devil's music. Okay, let's sell the mood. What is the worst show you've ever played?
Oh, man.
That's the
first thing
question.
That comes to mind, it's kind of the best and the worst at the same time. I was doing a like acoustic tour, and we played at this mansion place, which was really cool, but nobody was there.
Right.
We kind of figured out that basically this kid who set up the show had basically like not told his parents that this was happening, and just kind of did it anyway. So we played our set, and there was maybe like three people there or something like that, and then he played like a DJ set later in the night, and like everybody from the neighborhood came, and it was like packed out in there and stuff, and it was just like a super weird thing, and I'll never forget.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's awesome.
What do you got, Tim?
There's so many worse shows.
Yeah.
One comes to mind. I was doing this house show tour, and the idea was that someone like would host and like tell people, hey, I'm having a house show, and like do like a potluck dinner or arrange like some snacks or whatever.
Yeah.
And so this guy was a fan of the music I made and invited me to come and play at his house, and it was I should have known as we were setting up, it was in his bedroom setting up the PA, and there was a couch in there, and basically like like there was no one that came to the house except for him. He was there, and he was like, "Oh, I got snacks for you." And we were eating snacks. I was like, "When are people gonna show up?" And he was like, "I don't know. Like, you know, we'll see what happens." And like two more of his friends showed up, and they sat on a couch, and I did a set for them.
Just you.
Yes, it was so awkward. So
oh my weird. God. Yeah. So it wasn't even like even numbers band in audience.
It was so awkward.
God damn, dude. What about you, man?
Again, there are so many worst shows, but like we don't have a lot of crazy rock star stories. We have a lot of like terrible show stories.
Yeah.
But this one, the one that came to mind was it was in Indianapolis. It was not that long ago. Another band I'm in was playing a show, and the gal who was like throwing it was like, "Hey, it was supposed to be a house show." She was like, "Hey, instead of doing a house show, we're gonna do it like out in the yard and like facing this like kind of like park thing." And we were like, "Okay, whatever." And so we just showed up, and like, you know, obviously like the PA was sucky and whatever, who cares? But like five people came. Okay, the dude was like playing after us. I can't remember his name. It doesn't matter. He will remain nameless. He had like five of his like friends and like parents and like just like all these like right wing frat Trumper dudes.
Oh, dude.
And so we played. It was super shitty. And then he proceeded to play after us about an hour long set of John Mayer covers.
Hell yeah. My God.
It was so bad.
Damn. That's amazing.
I don't know. That one's pretty hard to
do. Yeah, John was at that show.
Yeah, it sucks going last, doesn't it? It's cool to opt out. It's like, I think that's probably a good thing if you can't think of any bad ones.
Yeah.
I think you're doing alright.
I try to just like push it out of my mind.
Yeah. A lot of repressed memories and shit.
It's a step for my therapist.
Exactly. Alright, that's our time.
Yeah, right.
No, of course we've got to end on a positive. What is the best show you've ever played?
Man, that's hard.
You're throwing heat today.
I think one of my favorite shows ever was I'm in another band, and in my hometown, Listener came and played the first time ever in my hometown. It's like one of the bigger bands that we've ever booked. And playing that show was super cool, and there's a ton of people there, and they all seemed very into it. That was a very fond memory for me. I really liked that show.
Nice one. Yeah. Do you remember that show, Dan?
Yeah.
Is that the best view? What's the best aside view?
From just today, I would say a really sweet one I remember is there's this festival in Illinois called Cornerstone Festival in the U.S.
Yeah,
and we played it for the last year. I don't remember when they had the last year, 2011 or 12 or 13. And it was just a really sweet show. Like we had played it for several years and always kind of played like not great stages or I don't know, but we finally kind of worked our way up and played like this really kind of big stage, and it was like a good nighttime slot, and there was a lot of people there, and it was just really a sweet time and a lot of friends, and it was good to play.
Amazing, man.
That was a cool show. The one that came to mind was we played a show at the Underworld in London, and it was just it felt unusually crowded, but people were just stoked. Like we like went out on the stage and they were like, "Yeah!" And like that doesn't usually happen, you know. So we were like, "Wait, are we supposed to be playing right now? Like, is there another band?"
Do you think they mistake identity?
But it was cool. It was just a really fun show, and just everything kind of like those shows where the crowd's really into it, and it's easy for you to play and be psyched on it.
Yeah,
that was the best.
Amazing. And you, sir?
I think playing Cornerstone is definitely a highlight in a different band, but it ended up at the end of the show we just like stacked amps up and lit them on fire.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to top that. Just chaos. I've seen the videos.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. It's just the most chaotic band with the most chaotic ending.
When you're laughing at your own band while you're playing in your own band, things are pretty good.
I'd say so. Is there anything you guys want to plug?
Oh yeah, we have a new record out. We put a new record out this year. It's called Being Empty, Being Filled. It's 10 tracks. I don't know, like 50, 40 something minutes. We like it. Maybe you will.
I reckon statistically, I reckon there's a good chance. Yeah, you never know. Listen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice interview.
Hi, Angus from Layers.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
That's wonderful to hear. Is this your first time playing in Wollongong?
It is absolutely the first time I played in Wollongong. It might even be my first time in Wollongong.
Ever. First impressions?
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, we stopped at the Lookout on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, had a look.
Wonderful. Well, welcome back to Australia.
Thank you.
What is the first show that you ever played?
I ever played was in New York at a real dive bar in a subway called Siberia.
What was the band?
Liars.
Oh, really? So you didn't have any bands before Liars?
No.
Wow. And did you grow up in New York?
No. I grew up in Melbourne and then Sydney.
Right. So when did you move there?
When I was 17, right after the HSC.
Right. So how old were you when Liars started?
Oh, like 20, 21.
Yeah, right. So you didn't have bands in high school or anything like that?
No. I was too intimidated by music, like musicianship, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't until I grew up and realized that it's actually an art form that doesn't require, you know, technical precision.
That's it, man. That's it. And look at you now.
Look at me now.
What is the worst show that you've ever played?
I was asked this recently. There was a festival once we played in Sicily, where my guitarist got so drunk he threw his guitar into the audience and it really like knifed a girl's face.
Oh no!
And there were cops and there were ambulances and it was like a huge nasty thing.
Fuck, that is brutal.
Yeah, so I can say that was the worst show.
I think, yeah, this is a pretty safe bet, I'd say. God damn. Well, on
He's
that note...
He's no longer in the band, by the way.
You'd want to hope that. I reckon that's a sackable offence. What is the best show that you've ever played?
Shit. I don't know. There's a lot of great shows. I always say that, when I was really young, on the first record, we were doing a tour opening for Sonic Youth.
Oh,
And I remember just playing those shows and thinking, like, I don't need to do anything else really with my life. I feel like I've reached, you know, the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
You know, and so from that point on, I felt like very little pressure.
Perfect. Love it. Do you have anything you would like to plug?
Oh, I've got a new video out right now, a new record out right now, so check it out. And then also I do this, you know, it's funny for me to say, but I do this Listening to Australia Spotify thing.
Oh, dope.
I pick 5, you know, really underground artists that I like every week. So you've got to hit me with tips.
Absolutely, man, will do. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, TFS. Welcome to Wollongong.
Hi.
G'day.
Hi. Hey. Have either of you played Wollongong before? Wait, you definitely have. You're singing with the drone?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was before the festival was this palatial and beautiful, and I think it was we played on the stage next to the Bay Marie and the Uni Bar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Farmer and the Owl, I remember that.
Yeah.
God, that would have been like 5 years ago?
About that.
Yeah. What about you, Hammer?
I think the only time I've ever played here was I was filling drums for Defiance Ohio.
Oh, shit.
Year.
Yeah.
Theo had to go home, like, randomly from, like, Melbourne. And then I was the only drunk drummer there.
Was that the prerequisite?
Pardon?
Was that the only prerequisite? You had to be drunk?
I just think that I was the only one going, oh, do it, oh, do it. So, yeah. And then I drove from, missed a flight. And then drove from Melbourne to Wollongong to, like, learning the songs in the car, so...
That's pretty impressive. Like, learning while driving is, especially as a drummer, that's pretty impressive.
That's the, yeah, that was my first drum kit, the steering wheel of your car.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, where I do all my practice now.
Yeah, if you can do it on the steering wheel, you can do it anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, Erica.
Yes.
What was the first show that you ever played in your entire life?
I think the first band show I ever played was at maybe the Morty Alec Festival in Morty Alec. Wow. And I think I played, I was just singing with a bush band, like covers of like the Rolling Stones and the Box Tops, the Letter and shit.
Wow, how old were you?
Maybe 13.
13?
Way down, the Creedence Harmonies, can do.
Classic, yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah.
What about you, Hammer?
I reckon my first show was at... in Newcastle at the Gallipoli Club.
Oh!
Which now does really cool karaoke on like a Saturday night. There's about four people there. In my first band, which we were called the Ready Series, and we were a terrible little punk band. And,
perfect.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, there was probably about 10 people there. It was really good.
Were you playing drums then?
Yeah.
Have you always played drums?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Consummate professional.
I can play the recorder pretty good too.
That's for the next TFS album, I reckon. Okay.
Alright.
What is the worst show that you have ever played?
Without overthinking it, I think it is probably close to being one of my first shows at an open mic night in like Nunawading at a place called The Square Peg. And painful.
I'm assuming you're a round hole in that scenario.
Oh, I'm a round hole in a square peg or the other way. I'm the pig, I'm the bad pig in the black in the sheep family.
Classic.
And then yeah, just you can imagine painful teenage emotions.
Ooh, beautiful. Yeah. Solo acoustic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Steel string, it gets worse.
Ooh, steel string, yeah. So you can nut out the feelings a bit harder. Yeah, perfect. Hammer.
Worst show. This is a hard one. But I think the only thing that's kind of sticking into my head is one of the first shows that we played at the ESPY,
right.
In like one of my really old bands, and there was like a lot of relationships inside the band, and we all drove down in the car, there was like a lot of traffic, and everyone, as soon as we got there, we all sat in like separate corners of the pub, and then no one spoke to each other. And
the Fleetwood Mac of Newcastle, if there ever was one.
It really was.
And finally, what is the best show that you have ever played?
It's kind of controversial, not red show, but I'm thinking like one of the highlights of my performance life could have been a karaoke performance at the Brisbane Hotel in Hobart, whereby there was some Dirty Dancing moments, there was Lady in Red, there was Coco Jumbo, and the whole night culminated in a soaring, flying leap by one of my friends, and did end in a broken knee, which we didn't realise until the next day. We just put icy poles on, strapped them on, kept dancing. But it's like the greatest standout stage show that I think I've seen to date.
That is phenomenal. Hammer.
I don't know. This one's a hard one. Best show.
The next one you're going to play.
Oh, it's a bit, you're about
you're
to see it.
You're as good as your last
you're
hit, mate.
You're about to see it. All right, we've got to go.
Well, I think we can leave it at that. That's perfect.
TFS,
thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bar bands. There you have it, another year over for all my friends who are in bar bands at Yours and Al's Festival. Once again, a huge thank you to the PR teams and to everyone backstage and everyone making this festival possible. It's been such an honor to be a part of this for the last 3 years running, and I can't wait to do it all again next year. So until then, please look after yourselves, go and see live music, and please, if you see me out in public, say hi if you see me. I don't bite, I promise. I'm David James Young, and all my friends are in bar bands.
Up the Eagles!
Yes!
Fuck the Pies!
Yes! Wise words.
He was there, actually.
Yeah, he definitely
was at my first show.
That's going in at the end of the episode now. That's perfect.